Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truths of the Lord's recovery before his appearing. Week 4. Blending in the reality of the body of Christ. Friday, related verses. Philippians 3:10. To know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. John 11:25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes into me, even if he should die, shall live. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. 2 Timothy 2:11 through 12a. Faithful is the word, for if we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. Colossians 3:1. If therefore you were raised together with Christ, seek the things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Galatians 5:24 through 25. But they who are of Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and its lusts. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Related reading. Only that which is lived out of a God-man living is the body of Christ. Otherwise, it is just a religious activity in society, which is no different from the moral teachings of Confucius. It belongs to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, instead of the tree of life. This God-man living is a living of being conformed to the death of Christ through the cross. This confirmation to the death of Christ is through the power of Christ's resurrection. We must be those who live a crucified life continually by taking Christ's death as the molds of our life. It is only by living this kind of life that we can have the reality of the body of Christ. Only such a living is the God-man living, and only such a life can live out the reality of the body of Christ. We should not live by ourselves. According to God's design and his economy, we were already put on the cross. I have been crucified. I am finished. I am through. But there is a new man with me. That is the resurrected God-created man, uplifted with God's divinity in him. That man is actually God himself. Now I live by that man. But if I do not practice to keep my old man on the cross, I can never live the new man. This is why in the first chapter of Philippians, Paul tells us he lived such a life by the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. The death of Christ is a mold, and Paul put himself into that death mold to be conformed there by the power of Christ's resurrection. The power of resurrection strengthened him to live the life of a God-man. The Lord expects that many of us would be such ones. I do believe that among us there should be some like this, maybe not constantly, but at least instantly like this. Many times when I was trying to talk to my wife, something within said, this is not from your spirit. This is from your old man. Right away, I stopped. Sometimes I would go to her, and then right away I returned. This is because my going was by my natural man. While I was doing that, something within turned me. That was the very life-giving spirit, the pneumatic Christ. The process triune God turned me, and that was in resurrection. Such a corporate living is the reality of the body of Christ, dear saints. This is a corporate living of the conformity to the death of Christ through the power of the resurrection of Christ. The reality of the body of Christ is the mingling living in the eternal union of the regenerated, transformed, glorified tripartite God-man with the triune God in the resurrection of Christ. This triune God is the very pneumatic Christ as the embodiment of the processed and consummated triune God, who is the all-inclusive Spirit as the reality of the pneumatic Christ and as the consummation of the processed triune God. Such a mingling living is in the resurrection of Christ, and the reality of this resurrection is the Spirit. This resurrection imparts the consummated God and releases the death-overcoming life into the believers. Such a mingling living as the reality of the body of Christ will consummate ultimately in the new Jerusalem, in the new heaven and new earth, as God's increase and expression for eternity.